It's time for a Swedish fika with some Swedish fun facts with your host, Pixelpia.
Welcome to Swedish fika, the podcast where I take a closer look at Sweden and Swedes. In today's episode, I will talk about my first impressions when I moved to the US. I moved to the US in the late 2002, 18 years ago, and that was quite a change. But before I share some of my first impressions and reactions, let me tell you a little bit about where I moved from and where I ended up. In 2002, I was living in a small town called Staffanstorp in Skåne, Sweden. At the time, Staffanstorp had a population of 13,500 and an area of 2.56 square miles, which give us around 5.3 people per square mile. Staffanstorp was a very mixed town. There was a lot of farming around, and it was also a sleeper town where most people commuted to other cities for work. It was very quiet and calm, and I loved living in a small town like this. I commuted to work, and I worked as a teacher, an elementary teacher, in Malmö, the third largest city in Sweden. But in comparison to what I was going to experience after my move, it is small. Malmö had 253,000 people on an area of 29.66 square miles, which gives us the density of 8.6 people per square mile. So why did I leave this lovely place? That is easy to answer. I had met my husband-to-be, and we have had a long-distance relationship for around a year at this point. He was an American living in the US, and we were at the point where it was time to make a commitment. We discussed a lot whether it was better for me to move to the US or if he should try to move to Sweden. But for several reasons, the decision was that it was easier for me to move over here. So at the end of 2002, I left a very dark and quiet Staffanstorp early one morning for a trip to Copenhagen in Denmark, where I boarded a flight to London, UK. There I had to spend a couple of hours at the airport before I boarded my second flight, and this time the destination was Philadelphia, USA. The trip took about 14 hours in total, from the point where I left Staffanstorp until I landed in Philly. Lou, my husband-to-be, met me at the airport, and Philly was quite a shock. My first impression was that it was busy and loud. And no wonder. Philadelphia had, at this time, a population of 5,242,000 people, almost 400 times the size of little Staffanstorp, and 20 times the size of Malmö. Remember that I said Staffanstorp had around 5 people per square mile, and Malmö had around 8.6. Philadelphia has 37 people per square mile. At this point, after this long travel, I was very tired, and we decided to drive directly home. Luckily, we were not living in Philly. We lived in a little township called Gloucester Township in New Jersey. And Gloucester Township is a very big township when it comes to area, with 64,000 people living there. But because of its size, it's only 2.8 people per square mile, so that was a relief. After a few days of acclimating and just getting used to my new home and socializing with my new family. It was time to get back to a so-called normal life. And in the beginning, it was just very small everyday things that was hard to get used to. So let's talk about shopping. My very first experience in one of those superstores like Walmart was overwhelming. I remember I was going to buy cereals. I reached the cereal aisle and I froze. There were boxes after boxes after boxes after boxes with cereal. So many variations. And of course, we have some variations in Sweden too, but not at all the way you have it over here. As I said, I froze and I ended up not buying any cereal at all. I just couldn't choose. Another thing that was very confusing in the beginning was the price that you see on the shelf is not the price you pay at the cash register. In Sweden, the taxes are already included in the price on the shelf. And that's what I was used to. And it was always easy in Sweden to know how much money you had spent or were going to spend. Over here, the taxes are added on at the cash register. Not a very big deal, but it was hard to get used to in the beginning. But of course, a bigger problem was how much am I going to buy? In Sweden, we used the metric system. Now, I had to get used to the US imperial system. And how many grams are there in a pound? And how do I convert liters to gallons? This was not too easy to figure out. The metric system is more straightforward. 1 kilogram is 1,000 gram. The prefix kilo means 1,000. And 1 liter is 10 deciliter. The prefix deci means 1/10. The metric system is all built on the base 10. But now I had to learn that 1 gallon equals 4 quarts. 1 quart equals 2 pints or 4 cups. A cup is 8 fluid ounces. But not only that, the US imperial system and the imperial system itself are different. 1 pint in the US system equals 2 cups or 16 ounces. 1 pint in the imperial system equals 20 ounces. And I must say, this is still very confusing to me. Another thing that was complicated and took me a while to get used to is the money. Of course, if you are a tourist in a new country, it takes a while to get used to the money. But the problem here is that all the bills look the same, with the exception for the precedence on the bills. Same color, same size. In Sweden, I was used to bills being of different size and different colors, which make it easier to know which bill you are handing to the cashier. I already knew about the accessibility of alcohol. Like I talked about in my earlier episode, The Drunk Swede. In Sweden, we have a monopoly, Systembolaget. And I knew that here you could buy beer and wine, and in some states even liquor, in the regular stores or in the smaller liquor stores. But what I wasn't prepared for was the accessibility of food and regular grocery stores. Lou at this time worked at the TV news station and he worked late nights. One night he came home from work. It was around 12:30 a.m. and he said to me, "Let's go to the store now and do our shopping so we don't have to go tomorrow before I leave for work." And I thought he was joking, but no, he wasn't. Our local grocery store was open 24/7, something that would never happen in Sweden. Nowadays, it is a little different here, especially after the pandemic. But back then, we could go shopping whenever we wanted. And I still think that the accessibility to go shopping is much greater here than it is in Sweden. As I said, we went to our local grocery store in the middle of the night to do our shopping. And of course, we took the car. Of course, we use our cars when we go shopping in Sweden too, especially if we do a weekly food shopping haul or another great haul. But if I was just to buy a couple of things, I usually walked to the store. That is not something that you do over here. Here, you take the car wherever you go, unless maybe if you live within a city. There are several reasons for why you use your car so much more here. One is that the public transportation system is not as developed as it is in Sweden. In Sweden, you can take a bus, a train, or a subway no matter where you're going, practically all over the country. Another reason is the price of gas. When I moved from Sweden, 1 gallon of gas in Sweden cost somewhere around $5. At the same time over here, the price was just over $1 for a gallon. Today, the difference between the two countries is less, but I think that the price in Sweden is still 3.5 to 4 times higher than the gas prices over here. And before I leave the topic of shopping, let me mention one more thing that was hard to get used to, and that is size of clothes. For example, in Sweden, let's say that I bought size 40 in shirts, pants, underwear. I used the same size in all my apparel. Here, I had to learn over again. Clothes was easy to learn because I could always try them on. But underwear was a trial and error situation. Because let's say that I bought size 12 in my tops. That doesn't mean that I should buy size 12 in underwear. Oh no, my underwear should maybe be size 8. And I made a couple of mistakes before I learned. And shoe sizes. I went from being a size 36 in Sweden to being a size 5 here. But there is one thing you have here that I love when it comes to clothes shopping. And that is that almost any department store has a section for petite. That is something I had never seen in Sweden. And what petite is, it's the same size, but it's made for us that are on the little shorter side. So no more sleeves hanging below my fingertips anymore. And when my mother was here visiting, she fell in love with the petite sections in the department store as well. There are so many more things that I could talk about, but today I just wanted to tell you about some of these everyday things that we seldom think about, how problematic they can be for someone moving to the US from Sweden in my case, or from Europe in general. If you are interested, I might do more episodes like this when I talk about my early days in the US and things that were problematic, that were better here, and that was just confusing. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, that you will hit the subscribe button and come back next week for another episode of A Swedish Fika. For now, I will end today's episode with the words that means goodbye. And those are hej då.
You can keep up with everything from A Swedish Fika on aswedishfika.com or on Facebook or Instagram as A Swedish Fika. And you can reach Pixelpia at pixelpia@aswedishfika.com.